This is Kyle Leaf. Welcome to our Summer Games Fest coverage here at Spawn on Me. Have a lot of stuff to talk about, some really favorite games that we got a chance to check out, some surprises, and all the goodness that we have coming to you right about now. Today we're going to be talking about Alan Wake 2 and how much I was blown away by the demo that we got from our friends over at Remedy at Summer Games Fest. We were checking this out during the show. It was running on a PS5, looked brilliant and beautiful and fantastic in the way that Remedy only can. And it really did come to, you know, the forefront of not only how awesome this game is going to wind up being, but just how excited I am for everything that Alan Wake 2 is going to be bringing to the space. Me as a big horror fan, this is going to be a thing that is going to kick my ass and make me really excited about it. But also, it just really showcases how much they've learned from their previous games. Like, you can see a lot of control in this game. You can see a lot of some of their previous titles in there. And we got an early glimpse at one of their missions that was pretty early on in the game called The Heart. And it had one of their main protagonists, whose name is Saga, who is an FBI cop who is investigating this murder and trying to capture this murderer. And it just felt really cool. Like, Sam Lake was in it, playing a character called Alex Casey. We get a small glimpse of Alan himself throughout the demo, but it winds up focusing on, you know, a couple of different things in this demo. One, which was the atmosphere, which they have nailed as usual. This game set in the Pacific Northwest, so it has a lot of that sleepy townness that's in there. Blustery winds and rain and all of those kinds of things in that mix. So they were going through the town of Bright Falls looking for these characters and looking for these enemies and this killer, trying to find clues of what's happening within this space. And they brought us some really cool mechanics that are going to be in this game. Like, this is a psychological thriller kind of game that's mixed with a little bit of horror, and they're nailing that aspect instantly. Like as soon as you get into the game, it feels creepy, which is really cool. It's a part of their ethos, a part of their MO, and it really brought together like how cool this game is going to wind up being. So you're going in trying to find the killer for this character called Robert Nightingale, and you're going through this house, and you walk through the house and you see, you know, clues here and there, and you wind up kind of looking around and try to investigate things. During that demo, you saw a little bit in the Summer Games Fest kind of montage, but it pulled together that one moment that is very Alan Wake, where you see an enemy that has this kind of glimmery darkness around them, and you use your flashlight to remove that entity from them before you can actually damage the enemy. That is still in the game. That felt really, really good. They've doubled down on the thermoses, and now the thermoses are no longer collectibles, but a way that you can save your game. It had this really cool in-between space. So, like, you're bouncing between, you know, the play space that is the kind of larger game areas, and this other place called the mind space, which is, like, if you were to do the board with the red lines, kind of figure out like who's connected to who, it's the place where you do a lot of the investigation layers of the game, which was brilliantly done. Really, really fun, especially if you're a person who likes those kinds of investigation modes. It's going to really be something that's going to be cool for you, because it pulls together all of those elements, you know, in game, where that character is, as Saga is kind of sitting down and thinking about everything that's happening. How do you get the clues that you found in the world to kind of help fill out the, you know, the ways you're going to find this killer? And then you had this other space called the overlap, and the overlap is basically this in-between space between the mind space and the kind of real world within game. And what happens is, during those moments where the overlap kind of happens, things will kind of infuse themselves within the world. They like are touching each other and kind of, you know, influencing each other in some ways. And your job is to balance those things out and try to, you know, again, figure out who this killer is in this particular part of the game. And move through those spaces and navigate them. They had this really cool moment where basically, instead of having like a normal flashback sequence, you would get these flashes of what would potentially be the killer talking to you, but he's talking to you like telepathically. And instead of that being animated, that was all like real people acting it out. It was like actual video overlaid on the scene. Because I looked at it at first and I was like, wow, this is like really detailed. Like, how did they get this level of performance capture? And it wasn't. It was actually someone recording themselves in a booth somewhere, or somewhere being filmed. And they did all of this. So it really pulled together the emotional attachment to the space in a way that was really interesting and cool and something I didn't expect. So I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be really interesting in the way that they're going to kind of pull those pieces together and bring that into this really, you know, really cool layer of storytelling that I just hadn't seen before, at least in the way that they had presented it. Of course, we've seen visual representation of those in movies and other places, but it felt really interesting to see them do it within the game. So it's going to be this wild hunt for this killer in ways that we hadn't seen before. Again, the game looked stunning. It looked beautiful. It looked like everything that we were expecting from a next gen game to look like, and it was running again on PS5, which made me really excited for where these teams are kind of pulling in all of this tech and how they're kind of bridging that gap between, you know, our expectations for what we should get and where, you know, games are going. I'm really excited about the overlap, that area between the dark place and our reality. Really excited about, you know, what that means for Alan Wake as a character who's kind of in that dark place in his subconscious mind. He's going through all of these, you know, this trial and turmoil and trying to figure like who he is, where he was, because he was, again, keeping up with the story, he's been missing for 13 years in the real world. So having that be a part of that conversation. Saga Anderson as this black FBI agent is really cool as a character so far from what we've seen. You know, like super smart, really intuitive, trying to figure out how to balance this all out. And it just makes me want more of what this game is potentially going to be for the new Alan Wake layer of this universe. I think there's going to be, and they talked a little bit about it during the presentation, it will definitely be some crossover between the world of Control and this one, because if you played Control, you know that there were some touchstones in between those two games there. You know, if you're a big Alan Wake fan and you're a big Control fan, you'll find a lot of cool things in between that you can talk to and remember. But I'm just excited because it feels just like Alan Wake. It feels like all of those mechanics that you've seen before are coming to pass. You know, the ability to kind of think about where and how you're going to tackle some of these fights is going to look really, really awesome and cool. And it just, I love games where you get to kind of dig in deep and be that investigator, be that kind of, you know, night cop, to be able to kind of figure out like how these things kind of work together and how they're going to touch. Really cool stuff with Alan Wake 2. I'm just blown away by what I got a chance to see. I think it's going to be brilliant. I'm really excited about what Remedy is going to be bringing to the table. And again, like, so hyped for what we got a chance to see. This was by far the coolest thing that I got a chance to see at Summer Games Fest. It was the thing that I came out of once we got a chance to look at it. It was just like off the walls excited about it. And I just can't wait for other people to get their hands on this thing when it winds up coming out. I'm very excited for what Alan Wake 2 is going to be, and just so hyped for Remedy continuing to build these really fantastical worlds that we're going to be able to play around in and be scared and be excited and be really hyped for. So this was super, super cool. Alan Wake 2, something you should definitely keep your mind on and keep your eyes on for the rest of the year for when it drops. And yeah, we have more Summer Games Fest coming to you right after this, so make sure you check that out. But here, check out this quick ad from us.
Hey, did you miss the Spawnies?
I was buttering my biscuits and hanging out in the chat. What do you want?
Well, where can I catch it?
I mean, you can go check it out on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/spawnonme. Go check out the VOD. Go check out the vibes. And also go to twitch.tv/spawnonme. You can check out all the fun that was happening in the chat when we did it live over there as well. So much love to you all. We'll see you on the chat. Hey! If you enjoyed our coverage of Summer Games Fest, please check us out on all the platforms that we reside. Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the places where you catch your podcasts and all the wonderful places in between. Thank you so much for checking out our work, and we'll see you very soon.